this celebration today because of Pope St. John Paul II, who started this World Day of Sick Prayer, for World Day of Prayer for Sick. And it's also supposed to be every February 11th, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And we do it the Saturday nearest to that day. When the disciples of John asked Jesus whether or not he is the Messiah, he replied, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." In other words, Jesus' proof that he is the Messiah is by this fulfillment of what he also we heard in our first reading. Jesus' ministry was very much one in which the sick were restored to spiritual and physical health. Jesus commanded his disciples to continue his ministry to the sick, stating that when they did so, they were ministering directly to Jesus himself, saying, "When I was sick, you cared for me." Matthew 25, verse 36. And we also heard in our gospel today that they laid their hands on them and anointed them with the holy oil. The disciples took Jesus' word to heart, and we see in the letter of James how they continued Jesus' ministry to the sick. "Is there sick among you? Let them send for the priest of the church, and they should pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick person, and the Lord will raise them up. If he has committed any sins, her sins will be forgiven." James chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. The healing effect of the sacrament, it said from the Second Vatican Council document, Sacrosanctum Concilium, "Anointing of the sick is not a sacrament for those only who are at the point of death. Hence, as soon as any one of the faithful begins to be in danger of death from sickness or old age, the fitting time for him to receive this sacrament has already arrived. Furthermore, in the Lumen Gentium, the role of the sick in the kingdom of God is emphasized. By the sacred anointing of the sick and the prayer of her priests, the whole church commends the sick to the suffering and glorified Lord, asking that he may lighten their suffering and save them. She exhorts them, moreover, to contribute to the welfare of the whole people of God by associating themselves freely with the passion and death of Jesus Christ. The major aspect of the anointing of the sick is to give the sick person a sacramental experience of the healing presence of Christ and to unite him or her to the suffering of Christ and to the faith community. For this matter, the role of the sick is not strictly passive, but he unites himself to the passion of Christ for the good of the people of God. As St. Paul said, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the affliction of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church." Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. In other words, our own suffering can be offered for others. The Catechism teaches us, he, the sick person, for his part, through the grace of this sacrament, contributes to the sanctification of the church and the good of all men for whom the church suffers and offers herself through Christ to God the Father. Paragraph 1522. So you, my dear sick people, are not useless. The church assures you all that you have much to offer, you, your very selves, for the good of others. Imitating Jesus, who said before he was to be crucified, and he said, "Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will." So offering her whole life, her whole body, for salvation of souls, for salvation of all. And we know also St. Paul said in his letter to the Romans, that he said that we use our body to glorify God, and we offer it as a sacrifice and for the salvation of souls. So now as we continue to do our Mass and to do the Holy Anointing, we ask Our Lady of Lourdes, the Mother of God, to intercede for all of us, because as she demonstrated, she wants our healing, if it be the will of God, to have both the spiritual and the physical healing that we need. Amen. Let us pray to God for our brothers and sisters and for all those who devote themselves to caring for the sick. Bless our brothers and sisters and fill them with new hope and strength. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Relieve their pain. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy.
Free them from sin and do not let them give way to temptation. Lord, have mercy. Sustain all the sick with your power. Lord, have mercy. Assist all who care for the sick. Lord, have mercy. Give life and health to our brothers and sisters on whom we lay our hands in your name. Lord, have mercy. Brothers and sisters, as we give thanks to God for the gift of sacramental grace symbolized by the use of His holy oil, I invite you to respond to each of these.